Among the University of Illinois trustees, there are three distinct camps when it comes to Chief Illiniwek. First, there's the view of most trustees older than 50.
The moral issue is this racist? Let us examine that for a second. There is not one shred of evidence that this noble symbol has created this hostile environment.
Elimination of the chief would leave a great void in our university tradition and in our university life.
Chief Illiniwek's origins, I believe he was created with the best intentions as a respectful personification of the name Illinois, and that original intent continues today.
I wonder, is there a negative impact of such a symbol if it is presented appropriately? My answer from the heart is, there is not.
Student trustees have an entirely different view.
I've come to understand that Chief Illiniwek is offensive to the very people he's meant to represent and honor.
I must conclude that Chief Illiniwek, who once unified our campus, no longer does so. Continuation of this controversy forces the chief into a larger priority than necessary.
I strongly believe that a compromise can be found in which the tradition of Chief Illiniwek is upheld, but in a manner that is agreeable to all interested groups.
But it's the board's baby boomers that are driving the debate. While they lean in favor of Illiniwek, they believe further discussion is necessary.
While opinions may be divided, our goal is clear. We must achieve a meaningful and honorable resolution to the controversy that gives due respect to the views and opinions of the majority who love and support the chief and those who may be adversely impacted by his image.
Recognition that what is offensive to some may not be offensive to others may be an excellent first step towards finding a resolution.
I think it is very important to understand that this debate is largely a generational issue and does not end here today.
Trustees freely acknowledge the rift among the generations. Trustee Larry Epley says a day could come when the chief is retired, but it could be future trustees from Generation X making the decision.
I've heard a lot that there's a break point from 1980 grads and later. And it's not that 1980 grads and later don't like the chief or don't want the chief, it's just they can see a university campus without a dancing chief at halftime. I think more and more people can understand that there may be either enhanced ways to represent the chief as a symbol or other ways to represent the tradition of the state through some other association with the culture.
Of course, not all senior citizens are in favor of Illiniwek, nor are all baby boomers and Gen Xers against the chief. But it's the trustees that set U of I policy, and not only must they deal with their own generational views of Illiniwek, but with a limited understanding of Native American culture. The University of Illinois doesn't offer extensive Native American studies.
On the one hand, we say we honor Native Americans.
Diane Pinderhughes is a political science professor at the U of I.
But there is no presence, intellectual, social, cultural, on the campus. There's no way in which we can say anything other than that in the middle of a basketball game or in the middle of a football game, this created representative of the Illiniwek comes in and dances.
Here in Miami, Oklahoma, Native Americans from the Miami tribe are celebrating their cultural heritage. The tribe has close ties with Miami University of Ohio. At this stomp dance, many students made the cross-country trip. It's those ties that led the school 4 years ago to drop the name Redskins in favor of Red Hawks. Philip Shriver was president of the college at the time.
Some of the younger members of the Miami tribe began to raise the issue with their elders. And at that point, the elders determined to take a stand rather than have a division within the tribe. We had personal friendships involved here, people with whom you had a lot of trust, a lot of of common understanding.
That kind of trust and understanding is non-existent between the University of Illinois and the Peoria Tribe of Oklahoma, the last remaining federally recognized member of the Illiniwek Confederation that once called Illinois home. In April of 2000, the Peoria sent a resolution to the U of I, Chief John Froman.
And the title of that is Request to the University of Illinois to Cease Use of Chief Illiniwek as Mascot. Just paraphrasing out of this, the image portrayed by Chief Illiniwek does not accurately represent or honor the heritage of the Peoria Tribe Indians of Oklahoma.
Froman believes the U of I has never officially responded to the tribe's resolution. But he adds, if the University of Illinois wants a dialogue about Illiniwek with the tribe, he'd take the school's request to the Peoria's business committee. It's unlikely the Peoria will initiate discussions. Froman says as chief, he has many more serious issues to deal with, including educating the tribe's youth and providing health care. And yet, there are some people who believe contact between the U of I and Native Americans like the Peoria is essential for true understanding. Brenda Ehart is director of Generations for Hope, a residence community in Rantoul once known as Hope for the Children, where primarily white seniors interact with and care for black children.
And these seniors, the white seniors, found themselves really becoming good neighbors and friends with the people who lived next door. And they're surprised at how much they really care about each other. It's because they know each other. If there are generational differences, which some people are suggesting, then clearly one of the ways that we're going to come to understand that is by really getting to know and talk to these people in different generations.
But, at least for the moment, there does not appear to be strong interest from either the U of I or Peoria Tribe to initiate dialogue. That could change later this month when the Board of Trustees announce the makeup of a committee that will hold further discussions on the chief. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.